Thank you for coming to this session. This session is for the iOS and Android developers to helping them entering Tizen world. So this session title is, as you like, Entering Tizen World for iOS and Android Developers. We have the two presenters, Cheng Luo and me. So we are working as a Samsung platform evangelist for years. We have the many experience of the Samsung platforms and other platforms and the Tizen. So, and also Cheng Luo is a author of the Tizen dummy book, which is, yeah, you got your, main, your most of
and
them.
One of my colleague, Michelle Somerville, sitting there.
Yeah, so now we started this session. So Cheng will having the part of Tizen itself, and I will to the Tizen, and I'm take the part of the Android to Tizen. So I'm starting with the overview and then going through like that way. The content's going through like this way. Firstly, we are introducing platform overview and frameworks and native UI application lifecycle and event handling go through. So platform overview is very simple. Object-C and C++ is a Tizen Android using Java and sometimes C++. And the IDEs is different. iOS is Xcode. Tizen is using the Eclipse-based IDE and has own SDK. And Android has a ADT bundle, which is SDK. It's also based on the Eclipse. Target devices range are a little bit different. iOS is mostly focusing on the mobile. Tizen is a mobile, TV, and camera, and PC, and even IVI, in-vehicle infotainment device. And Android also have various range of the devices. So from here, the chain will take the Tizen and okay. iOS to Tizen.
Thanks. So now I will start with the frameworks overview. And as you know, this is really a high level. I quickly go through the three platforms. And if you have experience from one of them, and you can get quickly understand where to find information on the Tizen platform. So the first one, you pretty much see the picture already. So this is the framework overview of the Tizen. So we have the Linux kernel running on the bottom, and we have the core layers implement all these functionalities as a middleware layer. And then we have both two application frameworks. One is a web framework, one is native framework. So this presentation will only focus on the native one. So we have a quick overview like apps and namespace. I mean, several namespaces for this native framework you can use. And that's the framework that you use the C++ to write the native apps for Tizen. I won't go into detail because a lot of other sessions has covered it already. So I will start comparing kind of like one-to-one comparing from iOS to Tizen about the frameworks. So if you are, questions, how many developers have been writing iOS apps here? Okay, quite a few. Android? Okay, so a lot of them have been using both platforms then. That's good. So you should familiar with these four layers, the frameworks that iOS is using. The core layers, core OS layer, you have this Accelerate frameworks, core Bluetooth, external accessories, general security and security framework, and also some of the primitive type defined by the system. Very similarly on Tizen, so we have the UX, UIX namespace for Tizen, including the sensor APIs that you can use for accelerometer, compass, other light sensors as well. And for the network namespace, you can find the Bluetooth APIs on Tizen. And then we have a device manager API or namespace under the system namespace, which is relevant to the accessory for the iOS. And then we have security as one. And then we have the base namespace define all these platform level primitive types on Tizen. On top of that, the core OS. The iOS has a lot of functionalities, frameworks was defined under the core services. So I just named a few, like account framework, address book, and some of the related, particularly for iOS, like this passbook and newsstand. For Tizen, we have also quite large range of namespaces that you can similar functions at the core service. For example, the address book is also available from the social namespace, and the network API namespace has a lot of things related with the network TCP IP and so. And then the base namespace has some other like primitives which relative to this core service in iOS layer. And then we have the IO namespace for the socket and the message import supporting. And location, media, telephony, and the system info is also, you can find from the Tizen framework. And the third layer on the iOS is called media layer. You should get already familiar with. So there you can find all these relevant APIs for audio, video, images, and those core IO frameworks, and the GL, like 3D rendering kits, and OpenOL as well. So for Tizen, we have a bigger namespace called like media and graphics, which covering both the image, audio, and video. And then we also have the IO namespace that I mentioned early. And then plus that, we have the text namespaces, which allows you to display different characters on the Tizen framework. And then we also support OpenGLES and OpenL library on Tizen. So these layers should be have enough names, APIs allows you to rewrite your iOS code in C++ on Tizen. So the last one is the touch, the UI layer. iOS has the UI framework for address book, for event kit. That means you can utilize the native UI for calendars, for emails that using for iOS. Similarly, mechanism on Tizen is we using the app control. So that's the way that you utilize the native UIs. For example, the address book, the email client, or the messaging client UI, exactly the same look and feels from your third-party application, right? So this is the overview of the Tizen compared to iOS. And now I will hand it to my colleague, Doug Su, to talk more about Android. Yeah.
Thanks, Chang. Now it's Android to Tizen. I will just, in a different way, I will just look around. I will start from the application framework. Android doesn't have really need of categorizes the divided the things of the older namespace. So I will using the mostly Tizen one. So we have the Tizen has a UI application framework as Android Activate. So if you want to port in your activity, you can consider the using the UI application. It's like the non-UI applications, Android has service component and content provider component. As for this porting it, you can use the Tizen service application. As for the content provider, you can use SQL data control provider or the map data control provider, which is focusing on the managing data and giving the data to the other application like that. And you can provide app widgets, which is both has. And in an app namespace, you can do porting your preference to using Tizen app registry. And when you want to call the action in intent your Android application, you can port to using app control of the Tizen. And about Android, this is a little bit different, but Android have the IPC of using the binder. For the Tizen have the message port, which is for inter-application communication. So I think that your application using inter-application communication mostly, not inter-process call focus. So I think that you can use the message port for the applications communication each other. For the basic one, in the base and collection, you can use just a namespace is different. But in a Tizen also having STL converter from the Tizen's collection to the STL one, so you can use STL library with Tizen APIs. And the utility function is preferred to Tizen. You can use the regular expression and zip the compressions. You can use it by Tizen's base utility namespace. And locale time zone, it can be converted to the Tizen's locales. And threading system, Android has YouTube Concurrent has a lock in semaphore for supporting the thread the operations. The Tizen has a basic runtime namespace. It has supporting the thread functionally it is. You can want to getting the system information in your Android application using OS namespace. The Tizen have the system namespace is getting system information and hardware input for the communication your the hardware device through. So you can use this also same the Tizen system namespace. And about I/O, yeah, there is I/O database namespace and Tizen also same namespace it has. So you can use it. As in the graphics and multimedia. So yeah, 2D graphics using the canvas is the same. And OpenGL 1.1, 2.0, I don't want to explain further for the graphics. It's obvious. And multimedia is that both platform supporting media player like that. So you can port to your Android media player using Tizen's media player namespaces, the player class. So it supports audio or video playing and even the streaming using HTTP protocol and RTSP protocol. And you can operating the camera with the same namespace Tizen Android and the Android supporting the face detector. Tizen also providing in a namespace UIX vision. So there has a functionality supporting face detector, even image recognizer and QR code generator. In communication things, so Android, there you can clearly, obviously, you can see that in this table. So that Bluetooth, HTTP, socket, Wi-Fi, NFC, telephony is having the almost the same namespace it has. So you can just see the API reference or the namespace which is having almost same functionality. You can port it up your Android application to the Tizen with it. And notification is I want to compare with the messaging namespace. The Tizen has messaging namespaces for send SMS and receiving SMS and sending MMS and sending email, even receiving the push message. Maybe it could some partial functionality of Android broadcast receiver, but having a little bit different way. So you can find the in a clear limitation or the extension of the Tizen one, so you can implement this kind of functionality. Some kind of application want to receive SMS and to operate that, you can use using the messaging namespace. The web is clearly almost the same. The WebKit, WebKit WebView, we have the Tizen have the web controls and JSON parsing and XML. Is Tizen has not the own application's own API, but the Live XML tool you can use it, which is preloaded in a Tizen. And lastly, UI will be getting through in the next chapter, so I don't explain at this chapter. As for the UX, you know, sensor, speech, vibrator is both platform supporting. All right, so we're going to start this chapter in the UI.
Yeah, thanks. So now we go into the UI kind of comparison between these two three platforms. This is the high-level structure between iOS and then Tizen. So you can see the similar concept between these two. For iOS, on the most top layer, you have this table view and some other controls that you can place on the view. And then for the top one, you have on iOS, you have the navigation bar allows you to navigate between the views. And then on the bottom, you have the toolbars that have specific functions on particular view. And behind that, you have a high-level controls called UI window. And that's the one that you can place all the different reviews into the window. Similar concept on Tizen native UI. So the bottom one we have frame. So particularly all UI applications will have one frame. Some special one could have two or multiple. But one frame can consist in multiple forms. That's equals the concept like views in iOS. And then the forms has two bottom one called the header. And a bottom one called footer, and on the top one you got a header. So that's the two kind of controls you can use on the form. That allows you to navigation between the forms as well. And on top of the forms, you can have multiple different types of controls that place on the form. So that's the structure of these two platforms regarding the UI. Okay, so now I will pass to my colleague.
Yeah. Thanks, Chen. This is comparing the UI structure Android and Tizen. So the indicator is indicator, and action bar is comparing with the header of the Tizen's UI. And widget is same as its controls, and the view is actually can configure with the form. So Android having the if you want to make the multiple the views, mostly in case you can use the, multiple activities to change the views, the multi views. But you should use the inner, Tizen. You can use a little bit, different way. I will explain on the next page. So maybe it's a little bit clearer than the previous page. So, Tizen have the frame and the only one frame in one application, and it can have the many forms. Form is like having the we call Tizen called it container, so it's almost same as a view group. So form can have contains many of the controls or even the containers, and like this Android structure. So it can have the many controls and also containers. Container, such as a panel, can contains many controls. So this kind of concept Tizen has. So you need to consider when you want to port in your Android applications to the Tizen.
So, okay. Yeah. So now we go into a little bit detail about and just listed out all these kind of system controls you find from both platforms. So this is the we just grabbed all these icons from the UI builder on the Tizen IDE. And actually, that's the visually UI that you can drag and drop on your Tizen UI application. But comparing to the... Oops. Sorry, my mistake. Press the end button. Yeah. Okay. And comparing to the iOS one, the interface builder, so we also list off all the iOS UI components you can find. I don't want to go into detail, but this one will show you more like what's available, but what's kind of, I want to emphasize those gray controls that have in the iOS. Actually, you can all use the customer control from the Tizen UI framework to build your own to achieve similar functionalities. So it's not like stopping you to build your UI, have a similar functionality or even the same look and feels like iOS. So now my colleague will go more detail about Android's one.
Thank you. Which is collecting of the Android's the all of the widgets and layout the views from the Android. Deep in the UIs, so one by one approach. It's a layout. They means Android and Tizen have the grid layout, card layout, relative layout, linear layout, fragment layout, table layout. All the layout is supported for maybe the multiple resolutions, and maybe you wanted to using the layout for beautify your application's looks. One difference is card layout, which is, I don't know, it may not very important, but the Tizen supporting the card layout itself. And the name is different, is that linear layout. The Android has a linear layout. It can be ported to the horizontal box and vertical box, because linear layout can have the horizontal or vertical way. So you can port it up with this. And fragment layout, which is can be converted to the split panel. It also have the many of the functionality to handle it, like layouting as like the tablet way or the mobile device way. So you can use it for converting your frame layout of your Android applications. So next is form widgets. When you want to handle in text, there is a label and table view, and Tizen have text box and label, buttons. On-off button, so we have the check button, so on-off sliding style, so you can set the property as an on-off. That makes on-off button switchy of the Android can be converted off. And checkbox button and expanding item, pre-made widgets. But in case of the spinner is kind of a Dropbox in a PC, on the compared to the PC UI. But Tizen has not just the same UI as like spinner, but it has context menu. I think you can use the context menu instead of the spinner. This means when you click the button or the one kind of the menu, it can be shown over the screen and give the many of the items you can select like this way. Text and images, it can be shown and you can select among them. But the rating and contact batch is not separate, but it is not just essential and fundamental UI element. And you can implement in a Tizen making custom controls as yourself. I think they're not that difficult for you. And here's the layout. As an expression of the Android, there is list view, expandable list, and grid view, scroll level pages, search tab, web view. All things is almost same, so I don't want to explain, but the expandable list, you can consider the table view. Table have the many functions like adding the row and adding the items and adding the session and deleting that things. It makes, you can organize with this functionality. You can make the almost the same UI of the expandable list and you can use it. So as for the image and media and data and times, you can see image view. Yeah, there it is. Image view can be converted to Tizen's panel and image button, gallery, video view, time picker, data picker, and data time picker, and pre-made widgets. It's pre-made widget means there's no Tizen UI of the pre-made widget, but this is actually almost the pre-made. So you can implement, Tizen. It's not that seems very essential and fundamental, and you can implement it in your own way. And one thing is concert over the here is a calendar view. The data time picker is having the full screen, the page view. So maybe some cases you not want to using the change the full screen of the picking the data and times. You just want the calendar view. In that case, Tizen providing SDK providing a sample code of the making the calendar view. I think you can refer that to make the calendar view if you want that calendar. Right, that's from here.
Okay, so now there's another part related with the UI builder, how we can use the tools to build the UI in two platforms. So this one, this is the idea of the Tizen SDK 2.1. And from 2.1, we have a new tools called the theme manager. So this is the one that you can create the forms on the Tizen and have a link between the forms. That's define the navigation sequence of the multiple forms. In that tool, you also can have the animation effect and transition effect, how you can link these different forms. And then that's have a kind of auto-generate code to link back to the IDE, and you can quickly use the skeletons of the form and then do the implementation. So you should already know that the interface builder on iOS have this storyboard. And that's the similar concept, so I won't explain detail. I think that goes to, Android interface, a little introduction from Docs.
Yeah, it's don't need to explain the Android, the UI builder. It's having, many of the components you can edit the UI builder. But as I know, there's no kind of this, the multi-view is a managing concept. It's not either Android. I heard that there will be in some other and the next version of SDK maybe, but currently it looks like this. So here is now explain the application life cycle. Yeah,
okay. Chang. So now we go through the frameworks and UI, a little bit about the tools. So the third part of the presentation is about the life cycle. So we're going to go through the three platforms, life cycle, applications life cycle, and also relative to the UI applications life cycle. And actually, there is another session yesterday, you probably already know about the detail of the Tizen life cycle. So this is the picture of the Tizen apps life cycle. It's applied both to service apps and UI apps. So there's three main states. The first one is called initializing. and there's a running state and a terminating state. And between the changes of the state, Python provides a callback functions like on app initializing, which allows you to initialize the application data. And then you have application initialized. Then after this point, you can build up your UUI. So that means it's in the running state. So on the running state, you can either have the application terminated, like you just closed killed the application from the task manager. So it will have a callback called on app will terminate. And then if it's return false, it's go back to the running state again. So that means it can't be terminated. But if it's return true, then that application is terminated. So there's a two situation which is not very common. That if you initialize in your application, if that's false one, and then your application actually terminated, it won't go to the running stage. And a similar concept is like on application initialized, if the UI doesn't build, and it also will be on terminating stage. And on that stage, you need to clean the app data that before you terminate it. So this is don't leak any memories that leave to the platform itself. So another state is relative to the UI. So you know the UI structure. Every Titan application has a frame. The frame also have different status represented the visually how your application appear to the end user. So there's around five states. The first one, the form, the UI also need to initialize itself. So on the stage, you will add multiple, for the frames, you will add multiple forms and place the controls. That's what you should do on the on initializing state. So on the running stage, there are actually two. So for Tizen, there is one called show deactivated. There's one show activated. So this both are on the running stage. And there's on the background process means hide, and your UI is actually not visible to the end user. And then between these changes, you have a callback called on Windows state changes. But on the running stage, there's two inactive and deactive. Active and deactive has two different names. So this is a slightly things you need to take a look, pay a little bit attention. And the final one is the terminating. So that's the play kind of stage. You clean up your UUI. Memories. Okay, now I'm going to run very quickly three very typical life cycles cases. The first one, this is the big picture for all the changes or state changes for the iOS. iOS has five states since the iOS 4. So they have the active, inactive, that means both running state on the foreground. There's not running state. And there's a running state on the background, and there's a system one called suspended, which is not invisible to the end user. So first one, we look at how you're launching an application. So on iOS, of course, you launch the application from the not running to inactive. The inactive means that it's a very short period of time that you can allow your application to initialize the application data. The delicate callback for iOS called did finish launching with options. And the equivalent callback on Tizen is called on app initializing. So remember, the blue box on Tizen means the app state. And once you become active running on the foreground, so iOS will have application did become active callbacks for the delegate. And on Tizen, you have the application callback called on app initialize. So that's the point that you finish your application data and starting to build up your UI. And now we have another case is the switching the application from another one or from the task manager or this start from the application. The application actually is running on the foreground, it's visible. And then when a home button, there's a system pop-ups like appeared on the screen, like there's an incoming call, there's a notification that whether you want to read the emails or not. So in that state, so your application actually become running, but on inactive. So there's a callback on iOS will allow you to do is application will resign active. You see now the Tizen actually having there's no application callback, but there's a UI relative so on the frame callback called on window deactivated. So that's the very slightly difference between the two platforms there, how they handle the life cycle. And once you click, so now another user case is called terminating or entering the background. For example, so you have inactive stage, have this system notification. Then you click the button, yes, I want to read the email and leave my application. So then at this point, your application actually transit from inactive to background running. And iOS will allow you to implement a callback function called app.deleteEnteringBackground. And at this point, for tithing, you actually have two callbacks. One is related with the app lifecycle, it's on background. Another one is related with the UI callbacks, means all Windows state changed. So that means you changed from the running to the background of the UI. Actually, the practicals that you probably heard from yesterday's session is you should stop streaming the video, stop like graphic rendering, and saving a little bit of system resources. So that means running on the background. So the last user case is the terminating. Actually, before you terminating, there's a very special case. On iOS, the system will have the power to suspend some of the resources that your application is running on the background. For example, they will allocate less memory for you and stop all this networking, like the networking communications on the background. But for the end user, there's no interaction. There's no callbacks that the end user or for the application developer can use. So you only should follow the best practice. But for Tizen, we have one special callback called on-app checking pointing. So that's the point, like if you know your application probably will be killed on the background without letting you know, but you still have one short period of time can save app state. So and using the app registry. So that's the way how you can handle in the application lifecycle in Tizen. So that means if your application killed by like a low power, low memory, but you still can save the application state and can be used on the next launch. The final one is terminating. It should be simple. So you're running on the background and your application can be terminated. So it's not running. And for iOS, you will have application will terminate. And same for Tizen. So two relevant callbacks. One is for the application, it's on app terminating. One is for the UI frame, it's called on terminating as well, similarly. So this one is for application, this one for UI. If your application be terminated from the suspend state, so as I mentioned before, there's a no indication, no callback for iOS. Similarly for Tizen. So now I will hand it back to my colleague Doc for more about Android lifecycle.
Thank you. So, Android to Tizen, I just see a little bit have the hardship to comparing these two platforms because Android have kind of unique application life cycle a little bit. This time I just explain this is a comparing with the activity life cycle and the Tizen's whole application life cycle with application and inside the frame and maybe we can assume there is one form or panel contours it added up. So onCreate is the Android component is bring to the memory and the created that can be compared with the old app initializing which is got called when the app is actually initialized. And then after that the frame get a callback on initializing that is seems like this callback as like this. So this is you can do some initialization here. And after that, the Android activity getting to be in a started state, that's on start. It can be compared the frame on window state changes the callback at called. So window state changes hidden to the started is almost similar the callbacks, you can check it. So when it is this, getting to the foreground. And the really, when the actual status is showing at the screen, the Android giving the callback on resume, that actually your view is showing up on the screen. The Tizen, you can having the own window activated, which is of the window object. So you can check it out with this callback. But this callback is not pre-implemented like a frame on the form. So you can handling using the implements that you are the window, the listeners. You can check it out in our API reference. So at that, when this is supposed to be something, you know, it's a little bit hard to explain in a Tizen statement, because on poses means one of the activity is can be partially not visible because some other activity or some other UI component is covered that UI. But the Tizen's application have one frame, and form is added up on the frame. That case, form has full screen, so not gonna other form is covered other forms. But in case I'm comparing with the focused loss of the contours, because a form can have the contains many of the contours. Maybe it's a panel or the button something, so it can be closed. In some case, it usually clicked underneath of the the upside contours, then the top over contour lost the focus, and the benefit of the contour is getting to be focused. That means the top side control lost the control, so you can catch that kind of the timing you got with the focused loss of the control. At this time, to getting in the background, that Android giving the unstopped callback, it's got called. In this case, actually, Tizen sees that the application is getting to be in the background, so that the Android got giving the callback on background as from the UI app, and also you can be got a callback on window deactivated of the window, because it's actually deactivated state, so you need to stop a heavy operation like, you know, 3D graphics like that in this time. When the terminating is quite a simple, on destroy is called in Android, the Tizen having related these three callbacks, on app will terminate. This is telling you this application will terminate. And then frame, after that, the frame got a callback on terminating. So you having the chance to, giving back all the resources which is using frame from yourself, your applications. After that, on app terminating got called. So you can doing something when the applications got closed, like, setting some your preference of the application like that, the history like that. And when it's coming to the started the page, it's got called on start. Actually, a little bit different callback, because UI app on foreground, which is can be compared with like in the Tizen, but it's got called when your application is getting in the upside to the screen to showing up. But this is actually started and need to the resume again. But you can use this callback as a most similar way. So you can use it when you want to doing something on restart callback in Android. You can doing something in this callback on foreground of UI app, and then on window activate of the frame. Okay, this is the last chapter, event handling.
Okay. So, So this is the last part of the presentation, event handling. I think I'm the track owner, actually. I know the time is a little bit short. I've gone a little bit quicker. So for iOS and Tizen, the way how these two platforms handling the event is, for iOS, you got this the concept like delegate, which is delegate to the UI controller. And then for Tizen, you got this listener class, which you can assign to particularly control. So once you've done that, you can have a link, register them from the listener or delegate to the UI. For example, for iOS, you can use the interface builder to physically draw the outlet to your responder. And for Tizen, we're actually using the code called add some the name, for example, button click listener to your button. So this is the way how to, on the high level, how you're handling the event for the two platform. So this is the code for iOS. I'll quickly explain. You have this interface class. You define a motion manager, and then you want to get the data from the X-ray meter. So you have a block that you can implement it, whatever data, how you can use the data. For example, you just print the logout. And the final step is you can use this with handler and adding the blocks, adding the block to the control. I don't have Tizen code. So Tizen code actually is very simple. So you have one of the button as UI control, and then you assign the listener. And then you actually, in the implementation, you extend it, you inherit a class called iListenerEvent class. So that's how you can handle the event. So now the final part is the Android. I pass to.
Yeah, thank you. All right, this is Andrew to Tizen. And this is the last page of this presentation, which is comparing listener and listener is actually almost same concept of both. So Tizen adapted the listener concept, which is maybe some same concept of the Java, and Android is Java, so listener is the same concept. So just inheriting interface class like I action listener, which is having the prefix I. When you're implementing that, have the function of the listener, you can just assign it of the UI control, that's all. It's same as Android, so no need to about the console or the more need to learn from here. So only difference is using the pointer in a Tizen, because your listener have to alive. So you need to assign your the listener on the heap memory. So don't assign in a stack, because stack gonna be gone out sometimes. So that's only the difference, you in the pointer or not. So it's almost similar, so don't need to learn anything from here. All right. Thank you for you that not attending this time. So thank you for your coming here. And I hope this session is helping you to enter into Tizen by your background knowledge of the iOS and Android. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. I actually, because I'm the track owner, so I just gave myself a privilege. 3 questions, if you have. Yeah, can you use the microphone?
I think somebody can.
This is somewhat from Android to Tizen. Android has the concept of 2 processes running in the same application. Like you can run your service in the background, and your UI is running in the foreground. So how can I achieve similar kind of thing in Tizen?
You want to set 2 applications installed and one of the service and UI and communication each other?
So I have to if I get you wrong, if I get you correctly,
yeah.
I have to implement 2 different applications.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there is 2 different application type. So what's your questions? Would you forget?
So no. In Android, in a single application, you can have 2 different processes.
Yes.
Like a service running in the background process.
Yeah, it's Tizen can have the 2 or 3 applications in the same package. So you can providing that the binary and the package to the App Store, so that including the 2 or 3 applications in it, which is can communicate each other. One is can be service application, others can be UI. It can be communication each other, so you can use it that way.
Sorry, I think we really run out of the time now. So we will be here, and I actually
okay.
Can ask
I'll
questions.
I'll catch you later.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.